Dave Zastadil back to do the punting chores for the Cardinals. Sidquan Thompson inside the Bronco 15-yard line. Left footer with a high spiraling kick. Thompson makes the catch at the four, heads straight up the field, steps out of a tackle, and he's got some room to run. Sidquan Thompson with a nice return all the way to the 33-yard line where the punter, Dave Zastadil, has to make the tackle. 48 yards on the kick, and Sidquan a return of 29 yards. First down. All sorts of times for Bartle. Hits the check down. This is Larod Stevens howling with plenty of room to run inside the 10, inside the 5, and he's got an Arizona touchdown. Nifty footwork there for the 5'7", 185-pound Stevens howling. And it will be an Arizona touchdown of 19 yards, the first score of the game. Marche Green back deep again to receive this Britton Colquitt punt. Very high kick, not all that deep. And Green takes it and then takes a pop. 39 yards on the kick, but DeAndre Goodwin trying to make this team as a backup wide receiver with the game's biggest hit thus far.
Wow, that was a great hit by DeAndre Goodwin.
Third down and a long six. Bartle with a tight trips to the left side. Five-man rush, quick throw on the fade route right side. Ball is going to be intercepted, I believe. That's Darcell McBath. McBath up the sideline, still on his feet. And there's a big play by the Bronco defense. They haven't had a lot to cheer about here. You see a shot of some of the Bronco fans. But a return of 33 yards. Darcell McBath with his first interception of this preseason. Jay Feely will have a field goal attempt. Ball will be spotted at the 27. An attempt of 37 yards. Feely has it up and through. And that extends the Cardinals' lead to 17-0. Eron Riley is in the game, again from the shotgun. Quinn looks right, now comes back to the middle and throws a pick. This ball is going to be intercepted inside the 20, inside the 15, going to be close to the 10-yard line. That's Stuart Bradley. A 27-yard return on a poorly thrown pass, and Stuart Bradley has given the Cardinals great field position. Double tight end set, actually three tight ends, a wing right, offset to the left side. Handoff left side, bounce back and knocked down. William Powell gets hit by Alvin Bowen. And a nice job there on a goal line stand by the Broncos defense. Feely will try to close out the scoring in the first half and knocks it through in a 20-yard field goal. And we have come to the end of the first half, and it has been all Arizona. Cardinals 20, Broncos nothing. This is going to be in a 52-yard attempt by Jay Feely. Snap. Placement. Does he have enough leg? It looks like he does, and he splits the uprights from 52 yards out. And that's going to extend the Cardinals' lead to 23-0 with 4:35 left in the third. Third and seven. And Joe Ellis providing the sound there as Tebow delivers a pass over the middle to David Anderson, who takes a big, big hit but hangs on to the football. Former Bronco Amza Abdullah got a free shot at Anderson, but credit the former CSU standout with hanging on to that pass and a first down for the Broncos. Tebow again in the gun, four-man rush. Stays in the pocket, throws a home run doll down the right side. He's got a touchdown catch to Eron Riley. Good throw there by Tim Tebow. Riley beat five-year cornerback Fred Bennett on the play, and the Broncos on the board finally with 2:57 to go. Going to throw again. He takes the shot as he throws. Ball's going to be bobbled and caught. Eron Riley, and he's got a lot of room to run. Riley to the 40, midfield. Eron 40, foot race 30, 20. Riley is going to be forced out of bounds inside the Cardinals' five-yard line. Don't you love it? 12 seconds to go. Marche Green, the second-year corner out of Mississippi, saved the touchdown. But it'll go as a gain of 88 yards from Adam Weber to Eron Riley.